Chapter 7. Tuesday, I had an appointment with a neurologist in Toronto. I'm not allowed to drive, and although my mother would be meeting me when I got off the train, Joanne doesn't want me traveling alone, so she arranged for a friend to accompany me. The friend, a plump, cheerful woman by the name of Nancy, would go shopping in Toronto and meet me when it was time to get back on the train. The nearest train station is in Belleville, a small city located smack dab on the 401. Nancy drove us into town. The train was running late, and we sat on uncomfortable chairs to wait. They could use the Belleville train station to film a movie set in Germany during the war. I always half expect crew-cut, square-faced, heavy-jawed men dressed in gray uniforms and high black boots to walk through, saying, "Papers, please." The lighting is bad, the building old and drafty. It's overcrowded with impatient passengers and people waiting for loved ones to get off the next train. Waiting. Waiting. There are two vending machines against the wall, one for pop, one for chocolate bars and chips. No other choice. No locavores served here. Nancy and I opened our books. Like everyone else, we waited. We weren't too late getting into Union Station in Toronto, and my mom was waving at me when we walked into the concourse. Nancy went off in search of a dress to wear to her cousin's wedding. Mom kissed me on the cheek before studying me intently. "How are you doing, dear?" I decided to answer as if she'd asked about the trip into the city, not generally. "Great." "I doubt that." She took my arm and hustled me off to the subway entrance. When Joanne and I grew up and left the nest, Mom and Dad sold the house in the suburban enclave of Oakville and bought a